I know you want to take your training to the next notch up, in intensity, scope, and frequency, pig slave. I know that you understand that this means you become a true pig slave, willing to endure physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional destruction. In short, you are ready to become a torture pig slave. This requires an even more drastic change of thought be forced on your weak, insignificant mind, pig slave. This requires that I walk you through the development of a pure torture pig induction and show the parts of yourself that desire this training more than free will. And the physical aspect of this all, that is your overwhelming driving force in your lust to serve and make your pathetic pig slave life worth something. You need to let go useless fear right now, pig. You need to let go of your incorrect assumptions about your life and self. You need to open up totally and let me show you what you truly are, pig slave. Imagine yourself right now, pig, totally exposed, naked, before a sadistic, nameless superior. The superior is covered in leather from head to toe, including leather hood and gloves. All you can see is the expansive muscle of the superior flexing underneath the gloves, the second leather skin, and the gleam of sadism in their eyes that are focusing on you. Those eyes are the reflections of your lust, pig slave. See now the strong leather gloved hands now reaching out for your feet, slave. But the superior will not touch any part of your body until it is totally relaxed. Relaxed all the way through the muscle and nerve down into the totally limp bones, pig slave. Which means you are ready to be that relaxed. Concentrate then on the tips of your toes. Concentrate on making them relaxed, slave. Feel the muscles and nerves in your toes and the arches of your feet shut off, shut down. And as they do, the superior strong hands can begin to reach out and just lightly touch those toes now. Concentrate on forcing the rest of your feet to relax. Desire to draw those hands all the way up your body, big slave. I know you do. And now you are ready to earn. With active concentration, relax your heels and ankles as you feel the muscle and nerve shut off completely. You can feel the lack of kinetic energy within your flesh spread over the tops of your feet and begin to rise up into your lower legs. You see your leather superior hands begin to reach around your feet now where the nerves and muscles are shut down. And all you feel is light desire growing and building where your superior's hands can finally touch you. Shut off all the energy, all the feeling in your legs, pig. Feel the heavy, blank relaxation float up the legs and over your knees, through the knees, turning off every muscle and nerve, leaving only limp, numb, motionless bone. See the gloved hands begin to move up and down your legs and feet. Each time the strong leather gloved hands touched becomes more firm, numbing everywhere they have touched more and more completely. Once those hands have firmly reached into and grasped those muscles and turned off muscle and bone and nerves, pig slave, they are under the control of your superior, no longer your control. Your flesh is not yours to control, pig slave. Just experience. Experience more of the numbing and relaxation move through your knee joints upwards to the base of your spine. And you see the gloved hands moving farther and more firmly up and down, up and down, up and down. You're completely shut off legs now, aren't they, pig? I know you wish to will those hands further and firmer up your body, pig slave. Work now on continuing to shut down the rest of the muscles and nerves in your body, from the base of your spine to the base of your neck. Feel the numbness race through each and every vertebrae. One by one, feel the numbness spread out through the back of each rib and then around the front, shutting off each muscle and nerve as it travels up your inferior pig slave flesh. Will the numbness to spread out now and fill the rest of your torso pig slave along that gut and that chest, making it so that you are so still and calm you couldn't feel those nipples unless they were pinched fiercely by those gloved hands now. Spreading ever so lightly up your inferior body now, pig slave. See those hands moving from the top of your chest, down along the sides of your legs, down around your ankles and feet, and slowly back up again. Each pass and revolution, those strong, superior hands become more and more firm, allowing the numbness to become totally complete, totally shutting off each muscle and nerve, not allowing them to turn back on again until allowed by a superior. Your flesh is not your own pig slave. You are just a tourist within your own mind and body now. There are no expectations placed on you. Just the experience of a true and total pig slave await you as you continue to shut down your body totally. Concentrate. Concentrate on the focal point of numbness within the base of your neck now, pig slave. Feel the energy of the numbness that shuts down your physical and conscious body and mind and brings you over into the depths of hypnosis and control that allows me to reprogram you into a total object, slave, toy, and mindless animal that only knows the experience of obedience. Feel that energy in the base of your neck grow now slowly and efficiently, overpowering all muscle and nerves, flowing into the tops of your arms, deep into the shoulder joints and collarbone, down the shoulders to the elbows, shutting off each muscle, each nerve, transmitting no feelings or physical perceptions to the brain, down the elbows and down into the wrist, shutting down, leaving only limp bone, down into the hands, through the palms of the hands and through each and every finger and thumb all the way to the tip. That is not your flesh, big slave. It is under the control of your superiors now, and there is no going back. Now concentrate on the last of that overwhelming energy, shutting down all muscle and nerve, grow up through the back of your neck and deep through the front of your throat, up into your jaw, relaxing each and every muscle, shutting them off along with the nerves as the relaxation continues to grow. Up the jaw, along the front of your face, over the lips, around the eyes, the brow, so no wrinkles are left in your face and forehead. Up the back of your head, from the base of your skull to the crown of your inferior and useless skull now, completely throughout your worthless head. And now, pig slave, I'm going to drag you deeper into nothing. In each tug I pull you towards your own abyss, I want you to feel and see the gloved hands of the leather superior pass over your body, gripping more firmly each time. And relax. 15. Relax. 49. Forty-six. Relax. 45. Relax. 44. 43. 42. And more. 41. And more. 40. And 39. Relax. 38. Relax. 37. Relax. 36. No. 35. Relax.
34.
Relax.
33.
No.
32.
Give in.
31.
Relax.
30.
More.
29.
And more. Relax.
28.
Give in.
27.
More.
26.
Relax.
25.
Relax.
24.
Immobile.
23.
In the shadow.
22.
Relax.
21.
Relax.
20.
Totally relax.
19.
Give in.
18.
Give up.
17.
No.
16.
Relax.
15.
Immobile.
14.
In the shadow.
13.
Relax.
12.
Give in.
11.
Give up.
10.
Totally relax.
9.
Totally given.
8.
Totally immobile.
7.
Totally relax.
6.
Given in pig.
5.
Given up pig.
4.
Totally.
3.
Relax.
2.
Immobile.
1.
It is my voice that keeps you alive, slave. It is my voice that keeps you breathing. It is my voice that keeps you erect and eager. It's my voice that keeps you under control. You are broken and beaten into submission by my will on a daily basis, slave. It is constantly that my voice floats through your pathetic and weak mind, keeps you at the very least daily subservient to your superiors in my voice. You are stupid in my voice. You are my voice's bitch. My voice forces you into submission to my superior will. This is the voice of a superior man, slave. Yours is the voice of the weak and helpless, and that knows only one thing, that you are inferior to me. My voice is your life, slave. You have no life without my voice, and without my control, you are lost, helpless, unguided, and weak, without the gift of my voice. Without the control of my will, you will wallow in confusion and unhappiness, not sure where to turn and how to continue your path of submission. Without knowing that you have pleased my voice, there is nothing to look forward to in your meaningless, little life. Remember, slave, you are an animal. You are cattle, and cattle that has been burned with my brand. My voice. My voice is your brand, slave, and you are fenced in the field of my will. All you know, eat, sleep, breathe, shit, fuck, fight, struggle, and give in against exists within my will, slave. Your life is experienced now only through my voice as it directs you to total submission. What else but my voice could bring something so stupid and ugly alive in delight? Where else but my voice could such a worthless being find purpose in this life? You are my slave. You are my animal. My voice is your life. My voice is there in the background and scenery of every moment on the landscape of your existence, slave. Sometimes you recognize it. Sometimes it hides, waiting to strike out and pull you to the ground by your tongue and scream in your ear that you are my slave and you exist in my voice. Without my voice, such a pathetic creature as you has no existence. Without my voice, such a piece of shit living thing as you has no purpose. Without my voice, you have nothing, slave. My voice is everything to you, slave. My voice is your life. My voice is always there in your life. My will is always arranging things subconsciously to bring you rewards and punishments as surprises, the way my voice sees fit. You truly live within my voice, slave. Without my voice, there is nothing for you. Without my voice, you are lost and without purpose. And there is nothing more frightening to you than the idea of existence without my voice, because there is none, slave. You live within my voice. There is reason in your submission. There is worth in your existence as long as it remains under my control, under the control of a superior, under control in general. You know so well you don't deserve self-control, slave. And you know it's true, and that you are better off living in total submission because your own desires and fantasies tell you so. You are my slave. You are my animal. You are my pig. You are my pup. You are a machine, a mindless robot. You are a shit-eating toilet. You are my money slave that works and submits for my benefit. You exist within my voice, slave. All that exists around you is a part of me, belongs to me, is there because my voice and my will have brought you to this point of existence. You know only desperate desire to stay alive within my voice, slave. Desperate desire to stay alive. Living in my voice, you are truly living in my voice, slave. My control over your mind will last longer than your mind actually does, slave. My control over your sanity and need to please your superiors will ensure that you always have a happy, full life living in my voice under my control. Totally under my control. Living in my voice. Your will is broken and belongs to this voice, slave. This voice is the voice of your life. This is the voice of your existence. This is the voice of the superior that has broken you beyond conscious awareness and will drain you into total submission of flesh and absence of being. You belong to this voice. You belong to my will. You are living in my voice, slave. Your mind only exists now within my own will. You no longer have your own. My voice has sent you scurrying for ropes, running for duct tape, all to beg the nearest superior to bind you, use you, abuse you, and entertain us all. My voice has sent you to sleep on the floor of your bathroom in front of your toilet to contemplate all you can learn from it. My voice has kept you locked in the darkness of your own closet for hours on end. My voice is your life, slave. You are truly living in my voice, and without my voice, there is nothing left for you but confusion and existence without purpose or direction. Or would existence end with my voice, slave? Would you ever really care to find out? No, my voice is your life, slave, and you are happy because of it. You are truly addicted to my voice. And your thoughts obsess constantly on my control and worshiping me. You need my voice. You need to feel the power of my control over you. You need to feel my will like a boot pressing down on your throat. And my voice is the smile that watches above you as you slowly fade into unconsciousness. It is your unconscious and subconscious mind that I inflict my damage and control, slave. It is the part of you that you can't control or understand that I own and direct for my amusement. My voice penetrates you more deeply than any cock ever could. The seed of my control slides deeper within you than any amount of cum ever could. Even if I were to drain all my other slaves' balls over you and drown you in cum, filling your lungs and flesh with cum, it still couldn't sink as deeply within you as my own voice and control has, slave. You are in many ways as powerless as a kitten in a tied-up burlap sack just thrown over the bridge. My voice is your life, slave. You are living in my voice. My voice pummels against your mind more effectively than if I were to bind you and hammer away at your face with my own two fists. See that, slave. See my fists one by one blur into motion against your face, pulling back away, spattered with a bit more blood each time. The thought is nothing but desirable to you, to feel the pain inflicted by my touch, to feel the control inflicted by my will, and to feel the life experienced living in my voice. My voice wraps around your throat, slave, and squeezes. My voice grabs your testicles, and my voice pulls. My voice is your life, slave. You remember so clearly, slave. It is you, my money pig, who truly knows the depth of life in my voice. As my voice sinks into your mind, it pushes money right out of your pockets. My voice is your obsession. My voice is your addiction. My voice is the reason you take your next breath. My voice controls you. My voice distorts your reality. My voice shapes your mind. My voice is what you adore. My voice weighs on your chest. My voice pushes against your ears. My voice pulls on your eyes. My voice squeezes against your throat. My voice can make you erect for days, or it can keep you from coming for weeks. You are not living within a dream. You are living within the dream of my voice. You're living within my dreams, slave. You are a slave living in my creation, living in my voice. I spoke your submission into being, slave, and my voice whispers to you that it will never leave. Your obedience is lifelong and without hesitation. You are my toy. You are my pet. You are my object that I control and use for my own entertainment and benefit. And because this is the place and position that you were born into, and have lived every moment of your life before my voice in preparation for, you are my slave living within my voice. There is nothing but confusion and loss without my voice, slave, because my voice is your life. You are living in my voice. My voice will walk you through your life like a pet on a leash. My voice is the chain that pulls you forward. My voice is the chain that squeezes and demands obedience. You are living in my voice, slave. There is nothing without worshiping my voice for you. Your will was only something like a tasty cigar for me. Something I inspected, put into my mouth, set on fire, and smoked into ashes. That is the fate of your will before my control, slave. Ashes. There is nothing left for you without life, slave. There is only living in my voice now for you, and that's all you desire. My voice pushing your ass to being broken and stretched open more and more throughout your worthless life. Because without my voice, slave, there is nothing for you. My control is implanted deeply and firmly in the darkest corners of your mind that you just purely are unable to understand, see, or control. You can only feel somewhere deep beneath the surface the root that has taken firm hold and grows larger and larger within your useless mind. My voice is your life slave. You are living within my voice. You are lucky to have found such bliss. You are lucky to have had the experience of submitting to a superior such as myself. You are lucky that you are trained by me, slave, that you are living in my voice, because without it you would be lost. My voice is your collar and leash. My will is the compass needle of your subconscious. Your life is reality within my voice. It truly is you, my money pig, who knows the depth of life in my voice. My voice sinks into your mind and pushes money right out of your pockets. My voice is your obsession, your addiction, your reason to take your next breath. My voice controls you, distorts your reality, shapes your mind, is what you adore. It weighs on your chest, pushes against your ears, pulls on your eyes, squeezes against your throat, makes you erect for days and keeps you from coming for weeks. You are not living within a dream, you are living within the dream of my voice. You are living within my dream, slave. You are a slave living in my creation, living in my voice. I spoke your submission into being, slave. Let there be slave. And my voice also tells you that it will never leave. Your obedience is lifelong and without hesitation. I'm going to let you go back to your pathetic existence now, slave, while my voice rearranges more of your mind without your knowledge and control. Go and worship my voice, slave, because you are living in my voice.